News out of Lansing City Hall has been anything but dull lately, with the city council at odds with the mayor's office on a variety of issues, but it looks like they may be able to agree on one thing, or at least one person. Jim Smirtko was nominated by Mayor Virge Bernero to be the next Lansing City attorney. It's expected the city council will confirm his appointment tonight. Mr. Smirtko would follow interim city attorney Joseph Abood and former city attorney Janine McIntyre. He joins us in Studio S this morning. Jim Smirtko, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark, for having me. I appreciate being here.
Sure. You've expressed the view that part of the city attorney's role is to help the mayor's office and the council work together better. How do you envision doing that, especially in light of some of the recent tension?
Well, first of all, in Lansing, you have a situation in the charter where you don't find usually in Michigan cities, where the city attorney actually has a reporting responsibility to the mayor on the executive side, but also to the city council and the legislative side. So it becomes difficult when there's tension between the two branches of government. I have 10 years of working in that type of a tense atmosphere, so I'm going to bring the experience and knowledge of the past and hopefully a great measure of wisdom in dealing with that to try to find solutions that are acceptable to both sides of the branch of government.
Do you think Mayor Bernero, as well as the members of council, would appreciate some improvement in that area?
Well, I think anything that moves the city forward. I know the mayor is interested in neighborhoods. Council is interested in neighborhoods. Mayor is interested in economic development. Council is interested in economic development. I'm interested in both those. Our law department's going to be a protector of the neighborhoods, but it's also going to be an advisor for economic development and to assist LEAP and the other organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, whom I've already met with, and help them in their economic development. But again, we will be the protector of the neighborhoods, the law department.
One pretty intense discussion recently involves a predecessor of yours, a former city attorney, Janine McIntyre, and the rather mysterious payout to her when she left the city recently. Emails between Ms. McIntyre and Mayor Bernero and other city officials were just released on Friday to the Lansing State Journal in response to a Freedom of Information Act request sent to the city attorney's office several months ago. The emails have raised it puts more information out there, but in a way, it begs more questions. How involved do you expect to be getting in this matter?
I will have to be involved, and I purposely stayed out of that discussion up to this point. I'm not the attorney for the city, so I'm not able to keep any of that protected under attorney-client privilege. If there isn't anything, I don't want to know until I'm confirmed. I will be involved, but I'll tell you the major issues go beyond that. If you want an understanding of the city attorney's office and the law department, you have to understand that it not only represents and advises the city council and the mayor, but all of the department heads and the community members. It has all of the agencies that are outside of city government. Mm-hmm. It defends lawsuits that are brought against the city. It is a massive undertaking. And so I've got all these critical issues that I'm facing. I had the staff at the law department last week put together a list of critical issues, and there were no less than 20 on that list. And right now the resources, the human resources in the city attorney's office are thin. The turnover has been great, and I'm trying to figure out, meeting with all the city attorneys there, what do they do best individually, and what do they like to do? And then we're going to have to beef up that staff, and we're going to have to put people in areas that they do the best in. There's been a massive battering publicity-wise against the city attorney's office, so there's clearly the people are motivated, but they're working under this aura of suspicion, so we have to change all that.
So interim city attorney Joe Abood said in a letter that some of the emails sought by the FOIA request that I mentioned a minute ago are not being disclosed to the public because of attorney-client privilege. You referred to that as well. Could your standard of attorney-client privilege differ from Mr. Abood's? I mean, could that change?
It's a case-by-case.
Should that change?
It's too early for me to say, because I haven't looked at what the responses have been. FOIA is a huge issue. FOIA The FOIA is Freedom of Information Act. Has many requirements in it, has many exceptions in it, protection of individuals, protection of police procedures. I'd have to look at what the decisions were, but yes, there are some areas of the Freedom of Information Act which require a balancing test, also require a judgment test. And so I will look at that, but I'm looking at the volume of Freedom of Information requests that are coming into the city and the police department, and they're ranging between 300 to 600 a month. This is a massive request flow. And so some of these issues, when I look at them and I look at people complaining that the FOIAs, the Freedom of Information requests, are not being fulfilled, I can see just from the volume of it that there may be issues. But yes, I will look at all the decisions and look at going forward what test we're applying in the law department.
Well, you alluded to a lot of the vacant positions in the attorney's office,
right,
as well. Presumably, filling those positions could speed up the FOIA process. Do you think that could happen?
I've already started that. I met with Human Resources last Friday, and they are processing two new attorney positions. A legal specialist. There is no support for in-house litigation for a paralegal. And I'm also looking at another utility person to bring in. I want to get that department up to speed staff-wise. We have a credibility issue. That's just because of all the stories, and it's going to get fixed.
Janine McIntyre also functioned for a while as the head of HR. Is that a scenario you'd ever expect to find yourself in?
I have been in that scenario in the past, working for a financial institution. What happens is a lot of times lawyers are recognized because of their analytical methodology, recognized by CEOs as being able to come in and troubleshoot areas. I was general counsel for a financial institution. I also served as personnel director for 3 months. Marketing director for another 3 months, ran some brands. You know, you get picked because of that technical knowledge, because of the legal background, and because of the analytical methodology that you employ. So I'm not surprised, but I have no desire to run the personnel department. There's too much here with the city attorney's office to be distracted by other areas.
Be the head of HR as well. Some number of the emails that were released on Friday had redactions in them of names of people in there. Could you comment on that? Would you expect that you might redact less information in the future, for
example? It is quite possible. You have to, if you recall, I started in Lansing after about 20-plus years in other cities as a deputy city attorney or assistant city attorney. And I started with Dave Hollister, who was the author of the Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act. So I spent 10 years with that background. It's openness unless there's a good reason not to. So there are exceptions in the Freedom of Information Act to protect individuals, to protect police, and we'll look at that, but the main focus is openness and fairness.
Jim Smirka is our guest. Jim is expected to be confirmed tonight by the Lansing City Council as the city of Lansing's next attorney. Another conflict that we've been following is the HUD investigation into whether a recent council decision not to grant an incentive to a developer essentially is discriminatory. The mayor seems to think so. What do you think the best way forward here is?
Well, first of all, the issue of the HUD investigation arises out of a situation that is really not new. It's the program of payment in lieu of taxes, also known as pilots. And there is always a tension in municipalities about taking dollars from tax structures to infrastructure needs, roads, water and sewer, different types of support police and fire, taking that money and really using it for these pilots. So, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with pilot, but there's a balancing that has to be done. This is not a new issue. This investigation Obviously, the first one, it's on the critical needs list, and I will make contact with the appropriate officials to see where that is and see what we can do. We will defend the council. We will defend the city.
We had a lot more, a good many more topics here we wanted to bring up with you today. Those are going to have to wait for another visit. I hope we can have you back soon, and we wish you luck tonight here.
Thank you.
With regard to the vote, we want to thank Jim Smirka, who's been appointed to become the City of Lansing's next city attorney. Thanks for being here.